Good morning, darlings. So I had a little hiccup. One of my audios. I put up the wrong audio on one of my posts and I had to take it down. And it was a ramble fap that I had no intention of posting and ended up posting on accident. So if you got to listen to that, lucky you. Yeah, I've been undeniably frustrated and stressed for like weeks. And it's been fucking up my mood. And I thought I could just rub one out and feel better, but I couldn't even come. And that was fucking annoying. And, just like, I've just been like angry. So fucking angry at life. And just like not nice thoughts going through my head. And normally, like, nothing, I don't get any clarity until like the end of the day. Like my body comes alive like at 9 p.m. and like my brain starts like understanding shit better at night. But I was like just being so negative in my head and like mad that I couldn't come. I was like, I just want to come. Why can't I fucking come? Like boss ass bitch is great until you can't make yourself come. And then you're like, okay, maybe I need a man. But I don't do booty calls, even though I do have a nice booty. Anyways, what I was trying to get around to, ADHD brain, was at the end of the night, I was like, aggressively telling myself to be nice. I was like, you need to be nice to yourself. And like I was being like saying it mean, like in my head I was like, just fucking be nice to yourself. And I like I had to calm down. I was like, whoa, 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 like chill, girl, goddamn. But like I started like soothingly like just talking to myself and like just loving myself and like just like being literally being kind to myself and like not aggressively being kind to myself, because I've had that habit before. Like I get really mad when my friends like pick on themselves, and like we all kind of do like the whole, like, for some reason, it's flattering to degrade ourselves. Like, oh, if I make fun of myself, then that's okay, because everybody else does it too. Like, I don't know, like, I just get so mad. Like, stop it. Like, be nice to you. Like, be nice. Why are you so mean to yourself? But, I guess it's just one of those human functions we all deal with in some way. One way or another, it happens. But anyways, I'm really excited. Mondays have that cliche, oh god, it's a Monday, drink all the coffee, Mondays suck. They only suck because you've mentally prepared yourself to make them suck. But if you find things that you can enjoy on a Monday that make you happy, then I think that helps. I think it's all a matter of perspective. And with that being said, I'm very excited for my Monday, because since having that like reality check of like, oh hey, it's okay, like just like recognizing how I'm feeling and like acknowledging it for what it is, and like feelings fade and like every day is a new day and things change. And sometimes I feel weird because, like, I'll be so frustrated and then I, like, get the reality check and, like, my mood completely shifts. And it's like, oh, you're actually okay. Even though you feel like a fucking hot mess, it's totally fine. We're all just doing our things. But today, I am going to go by roses. I've been working on this project that I have. It's a personal art project. And I use the rose petals in my art. And I love the smell. But it's always nice to, like, buy yourself flowers. Single or not. Like, either buy yourself flowers or go buy flowers for somebody. And it's, I don't know, they just make me happy. The beautiful colors, the lovely smells. It's just a simple thing. And, like, yeah, flowers fade and die, but, like, you're in the moment, you know? Like, you're enjoying the colors for what they are. You're feeling the softness of the petals. You're looking at the different variations of shapes of the flowers and the different colors in the bouquet, and you can't help but smile. Like, a bouquet of flowers, sunshine in your hand, and they just smell so good. Like, farmer's market bouquets, like wildflowers, they're just so nice. And so I'm not gonna go to the grocery store. I was lucky enough to have a friend that was a florist, and she moved, but I still go to the shop that she used to work at, and I just buy, like, I don't buy a bouquet because florist shop flowers are more expensive, but they last longer and I feel like they're better quality. And so I'm gonna go buy, like, I don't know, like, maybe like 6 roses. Maybe I want to get yellow roses if they have them, and probably like some pink or some red ones for my project. But I'm excited about that. Like, it's the little things that make me happy. And on top of that, now that my brain, it's so true, like, women, I don't know, I feel like it's easier for men to, like, get themselves off, but, like, women, like, oh, we think so fucking much, or at least I know I do. And, like, because I've been so stressed, like, I can tell the difference between, like, my audios, and, like, I don't feel bad for it, just because, like, It's a part of life. Like, things are gonna happen. But, fucking cars. There's just a lot of transition going on in my life. And I love change. Oh, God, I love change. Because that means I'm growing as a human. And I love how it feels to grow. Because, like, you go through all of the emotions. I've been doing a shit ton of crying this past year. Goddamn. All the tears. And, like, I can't remember what it was, but, like, I read this quote about being angry just because, like, I used to feel guilty for feeling angry growing up. You're not allowed to feel things. Like, you have no right to feel angry because somebody has it worse than you. Like that. Your pain is valid. Your feelings are valid. Your struggles are valid. You don't have to sit in them. You don't have to stay that way forever. But it's definitely good to acknowledge it and not ignore it. But, has this quote where it was like, your anger shows you. Your anger is good because it shows you the places in your life where, like, you were neglected or you didn't receive the love that you needed. Like, your reaction or your response, because there's a difference between reaction, reacting to something and responding to something, because people will make excuses and say that, like, they can't control their reactions. And that's bullshit. Like, you get to choose how you respond to somebody. You don't always have to, like, give a knee-jerk reaction to things. Basically, you don't have to be an asshole if you don't want to be. Sometimes it's fun. But also, there's a difference, like, I don't know, like, I don't like confrontation, but I can be blunt if I care enough, and sometimes I feel like an asshole, but that's not true. I just care enough to tell you the truth. The truth will hurt sometimes, and I would rather be honest and cry in my honesty, because I'm afraid of hurting your feelings. But I love you too much to tell you a lie. Like, I'm not gonna talk shit to your, like, I don't talk behind people's backs. I, like, I don't know, like, if I care about you enough, I'm gonna be real with you, and that's gonna hurt. And it's probably gonna sound insensitive, because I'm so afraid to, like, say it. But I know if I don't say it, gonna eat me alive. And those conversations, those hard conversations, those uncomfortable conversations, because you care so much you're afraid of hurting their feelings, but I fucking hate that. That is a pet peeve of mine now. I didn't want to hurt your feelings. I was afraid to tell you. Bull fucking shit. You were just afraid of being uncomfortable. Like, ugh. I get that they're uncomfortable, but I would rather have uncomfortable conversations than just passively live my life. Fuck that. Fuck that. Fuck. Basically, today is a good brain day. And I get to make art. And play with my pussy. And record it. Some horny motherfuckers. Ah, oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. It really does make a difference when you're in a good headspace. And you can just love yourself properly. Because we all know that's a fucking lifelong journey. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. You know what's funny? I think it was like one of my first few ramble faps. I don't know if it was the very first one I put out, but I remember, like, mentioning, like, I don't know. If I'll do this, or if I'll continue to do this, like, if I get in a relationship, and, like, I had a very limited perspective on things. I used to be, like, super, I don't know, like, close-minded. And obviously I'm not so much anymore, but I kind of think it would be fun to do, like, to do a porn as a couple. But I think, like, I don't know, you just gotta find the right person. Like, if I did audios with my man, like, what if, oh, fuck. I don't know, I think because I used to do sex work, the guys would ask me, like, ask me, you know, like, are you ever gonna make content with a guy? And, like, they'd always tell me I was, like, girlfriend material and, like, easy to talk to and shit. And, like, honestly, like, the girlfriend material stuff, like, would throw me off. Like, I don't know, when I was doing sex work, I made sure that the guys, like, knew that there was no way in hell, like, maybe not no way in hell, I wouldn't say that, but, like, I had to make it very clear that there was not going to be a relationship past sex. When I was doing sex work, like, we were never going to date. And, like, they get emotionally connected, and I had to end it. Like, I made it a point to not get emotionally connected. Because for me, that was just a boundary that I refused to have crossed. I did it to protect myself, but, like, thinking now, like, doing this, and, like, I don't know, I'll do it for as long as I feel comfortable doing it, but I think it would be kind of fun to, like, clap. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh, God. Oh, that feels so good. But, like, make an audio porn. Share it, but I think I'd only want to do it with my boyfriend one day, if he was comfortable with it. I don't know, communication is key. And I don't trust very many men. I don't. It takes a lot for me to do that. But the right one. I'm not a morning person, but I'll get up for morning sex. I like being openly sexual. It's, like, the most empowering. Confidence boosting. Liberating feeling. Fuck. You know what? I think I want this more for my VA. Preferably the women. I know most men listen to this, but oh fuck yes. answer to, but what has been the most liberating thing for you, or the most, what's something you've learned about yourself, or that you enjoy, or I don't know, like your two cents about doing sex work or making audios, whether they're scripted or they're ramble faps? Like, what do you, what do you enjoy? Because I know I hear, my favorite thing to hear is like that people enjoy helping one another, or like the fact that they can make somebody feel good. Oh fuck. Listening to somebody else enjoying themselves, you know? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I love that there's, like, that fact, like, how we could be, like, so sexually aroused by somebody else, or, like, I think that's the thing, like, sharing pleasure. Sharing pleasure. Fucking. Oh, god damn. Like, sharing sexual pleasure. Oh, it's something else, that's for sure. It's been so long since I've been able to feel this good. And like, it's that space. Oh, fuck. Oh, god. Oh.